Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. This is a Valentine's Day special. The first half, an absolute cracker of a show. We recorded in Funhouse Comedy in Derby a couple of weeks ago, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It's like Game of Thrones, only the sex is done a lot more tastefully. Let the games begin!
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're in Derby. Welcome to Panel Beaters! Before we crack on, let's meet our panellists. So say your name and then hit your buzzer.
My name's Dottie Winters and I sound like this.
Laura Lex.
My name's Sam Gorham and I sound like this.
I'm Scott Bennett, I make this noise.
Right, let's crack straight up. Our first round is the elevator pitch round. So, panellists, please pitch me your ideas for genius ways to make 1 million quid in a week.
Change your name to Alan Sweetener and then just slightly undercut all of Lord Sugar's business deals.
Invest in renewable energy and then convince the over 50s that wind turbines really annoy the French.
Invest in the Mexican ladder industry.
Some proper satire this week. That's a rarity on this podcast, quite frankly.
Sell someone a single tuna sandwich at a service station.
Ah, the lament of the road comic.
The road comic.
Okay.
Write a terrible musical that fizzles out about halfway through, but then cast Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in it so it makes money regardless.
I like it.
Like, some people are getting annoyed in the room. I went to see it, and I'll be honest, halfway through I wanted to kill myself.
No. I don't really like musicals, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're wrong.
You're really wrong. Yeah.
2 hours I'll never get back, and I'm living forever.
Dog milk. Just think about it, because everyone loves dogs. Everyone needs milk. Synergy.
Dog milk does already exist.
Not milk for dogs, dog milk.
Oh, I thought
meant, they're mammals.
I thought you meant dog milk from a dog's teat.
Well, yeah, yeah. Market it. Bottle it, sell it, dog milk. All right. Let's move on.
Excuses to get out of jury service. Dottie?
Severe wig fetish.
It's a strange thing that we still stick to that, because everyone that wears one just looks like their head's lost a fight with a knitted pangolin. Tell the judge you only believe in the law of the jungle.
So, that's what, if they eat enough cockroaches, they're allowed off.
I can't. If I'm here, who's going to feed my captives?
You said that in a really menacing and believable way. I quite like that.
Tell them you can't do it because you don't know all the words to Reasons to be Cheerful.
Ian, to get out of
Ian jury service.
Oh, is that...
Oh. Keep up, people, right? Like, come on.
Do you want to try that again with Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick? That's what this crowd might get.
Oh, all right, if you want it to be that obvious.
Yeah, we're in Derby, we're going to need this to be.
Ideally and obvious.
I don't want my jokes to be funny the first time you hear them. In a month's time, you go, oh, that's what the little dickhead meant.
We can't believe anyone so young would even know who Ian Jury is.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you think I'm young.
Yeah, young's relative, though, isn't it?
I don't remember booking Spiky Mike to be on the panel, but he's giving it a fucking go. I'm not sure, but I think he might have bought his own microphone.
It's the longest heckle I've ever heard. I feel like we need an interval.
No, we're just waiting for it to finish.
Gong him off! Gong him off!
Just say you've matched with a defendant on Tinder.
I think that very much depends what sort of case it is.
It was a six-year-old stealing sweets.
I'm so glad you said stealing sweets there.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, we were all surprised. Yeah.
Stealing sweets and then stealing my heart.
Is it bad that my...
No.
This has got bleak.
Yeah.
Is it bad that my biggest objection to that was that 6-year-olds don't have to stand trial?
They do in my house.
Are they the captives?
Yeah.
All right. Now let's move on from jury service. Things we could put there instead if we got rid of Birmingham. Oh, everyone. How eager was everybody on that one? I'm going to give that to Laura first. Things we could replace Birmingham with.
Birmingham corn.
I want to do this, right? Just a massive Italian restaurant called Spaghetti Junction.
Jobs. Does anyone work in Birmingham? No, that's not. That's just, does anyone work in Birmingham?
Yeah, I work quite a lot in Birmingham. I'm the only person, but I get a lot of business
but
there.
But they go willingly.
Poor nutritional standards, yeah. They're like, I basically just stand in the town centre with a big net and they just come jump in.
Things you could put there if we got rid of Birmingham.
Just a giant monument to misery and human failure. Which would be really cost effective because we wouldn't have to bulldoze anything.
Flamingos. They're just really pretty.
My suggestion would be remove Birmingham, dig a big pit, cover it with twigs and leaves and try and catch Wolverhampton. Any more things we could replace Birmingham with?
Bear with me on this, you have to picture it. A single chair, a mirror, some very, very sad books, George Osborne, a grenade, and an appropriate blast zone.
I like the books. That's my favourite little detail.
Sounds like a really shit version of Saw.
Hello, George. Would you like to play a game?
It'd be terrifying for the Brummies as well, because they've never seen a book before. Let's move on. Incredible secrets that the British government might be hiding.
They're competent human beings with souls.
They saw what you did with that oven-ready chicken. They've got the footage, and they are utterly appalled.
Was it a loving ready chicken?
Yeah, it's finger licking good. Oh, there's the line.
Is it the fact that Theresa May spends most of her evening sat on a wooden stool milking the corpse of Margaret Thatcher?
Oh! She wouldn't. She didn't allow milk.
Incredible secrets that the British government might be hiding.
Boris Johnson was designed by Frank Oz in the 80s and the character's just gone off the rails since Oz died.
Take it.
London is a practical joke to see how much British people will put up with before they snap.
Jeremy Corbyn still teaches geography at a small comprehensive in Tooting.
Is it just what Runcorn is really for?
Have you driven past it at night? It looks like Mordor. It's so exciting. It's either Mordor or it's Christmas all the time there. It's wonderful.
I also think possibly Theresa May is the disgruntled younger sister of James May and Brian May, and she's just determined to be the most famous sibling no matter what it takes.
Fake reasons you can give for breaking up with someone.
It's over. I've already got enough of your sperm stored in my freezer.
I've already got enough of your sperm.
Can I just clarify? That was a mouthful of sperm rather than disability, wasn't it? Because that's a much bleaker joke.
It's one and the same if you ask my husband.
I'm actually three children in a big coat, and I care about you too much to see you busted for paedophilia.
Fake reasons you can give for breaking up with someone.
I just want to meet someone outside my own family for a change.
I'm immature. I know you are. You said you are, but what am I?
When we first met, I actually thought you were someone else, and for three years I've just been too polite to admit my mistake.
Je ne parle pas en anglais anymore.
It's nothing you've done wrong. Blame your parents. It's their genes.
I can't do this right now because I've really got to concentrate on my dog milk business.
Having sex with you is making me fall behind on my box set watching schedule.
That's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen. And what did you think of that round, Death? How are they doing?
I think they're doing well. Good start. I've been impressed with the standard thus far. I'll be honest, there's one person clearly falling behind in my favour currently. I've been utterly disgusted by the concept of dog milk. So, yeah, with that in mind, I'm afraid I think Sam is currently languishing behind. He's looking the most likely to get the chop.
All right, well, then, I think we have a chance for Sam Gore to redeem himself in Death's eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Gore.
What gets your goat?
Oh, all right, I'll tell you what gets my goat at the moment. At the moment, it's cats. Mainly because my girlfriend and I have just bought one. I didn't really want to do this. This thing doesn't like me. It doesn't respect me. It looks at me like it had dreamed of studying abroad and it thinks I voted Brexit. And there are rules in my house, right? I don't fart in the same bedroom that my girlfriend's in because I know that she doesn't like it. Like, I go out to the top step of the landing like a windy leper, right? But we've had this cat 3 days. At 3 days, it's a fully grown tomcat, like, rescue thing. And on the third night, it woke me up by farting directly into my eye. And I don't mean from, like, halfway down the bed. I mean close enough that I felt the temperature of my face change. It's like that machine at the opticians. You think you're ready for it, but you never are. I don't want to upset you, people, right? But the only thing I can say is, I don't know if anyone here has ever seen a cat's arsehole dilate from about 2.5 centimetres away. But it is like the start of the worst Bond film ever made. So basically, the thing that's getting my goat at the moment, it's cats and the cost of conjunctivitis medication.
No, very good, that. Very good. Back up in my favours, because cats are pricks.
That was impassioned. I have quite remarkable. It. The next round is called, for Valentine's Day, the next round is called You Know You're In Love When. So, panellists, you know you're in love when?
You have a joint Facebook account because you definitely trust each other loads.
I like people going on a having a second marriage ceremony because somebody's had an affair.
Yeah. We can make this better by doing that bit again, can't we? No.
Got to do the bit where you don't sleep with Susan again, haven't we?
Got to get a new job, haven't we, Brian? Got to move to Kenilworth, haven't we, Brian? What are you doing to the dog, Brian?
He's milking it.
I'm definitely doing that.
We're milking like that joke, really, yeah, aren't we?
I like the way that you took what was nice and subtle and implicit and just smashed it into everybody's face.
My comedy has been described as Route 1. I'm proud of that.
Don't start me talking about motorways again. That'll get very tedious. You know you're in love when...
He makes eye contact.
I hate people touching my eye. It's not romantic.
You reach a compromise and get a cat when what you really wanted was 10 more years of casual sex and freedom.
He makes a series called Planet Earth 2 and his eyes tell you it's just for you.
I'll be honest, if it is just for you, I'd get in quick. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it, but I've got to.
Hang on. Surely from you, that's insider trading.
Yeah,
you're
sorry.
Not allowed to do it.
Right, forget I said that. Jesus. I'm going to... Don't worry, though. No, because I fucked up, I'll probably have to put it back a bit now. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm going to wait till after the next series.
You know you're in love when?
You have those nights in on the sofa, each of you on your own phones, browsing through Facebook to see what happiness actually looks like.
This is not the most romantic Valentine's Day round we've ever had. I'll be honest with you. You know you're in love when?
You're willing to believe that his dad probably just puts his hand there by accident every time he hugs you.
Oh, that sounded truthful.
You leave your bra on after 8 o'clock to impress him.
Your personal hygiene routine involves anything more than baby wipes, breath mints and Febreze.
You know you're in love when? Laura?
Your ovaries tell you he'll do.
There aren't enough Valentine's Day cards that say that, are there? Just... Roses are red, violets are blue. I looked all around and decided you'll do. You know you're in love when? Any more for any more?
Just one leg out of the trousers is enough for a Tuesday.
That sounds like a song from a musical. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of that round.
Yay!
How'd they do, Dan?
They did very well. I think that's good. You know, like, it's quite difficult to impress me on the topic of love. You know, like, when you've been with the same woman for an infinite amount of time, you know, it starts to go a bit stale. So, you know, I think you did well reinvigorating that for me. I think currently lagging slightly behind. It's very close, but I think I've got to put Laura is my current favourite to be killed at the moment.
Oh, harsh.
No, she's just smaller. She'd be easier to take home with me.
Tune in next week to see which of our contestants survived and which of them received a very different set of flowers on Valentine's Day. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonnell and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast.